Mr. Alistair Griffin!
Afternoon, Danby. See, there's always one that brings a bell on the stick. It's finally cleared up. It was absolutely hammering it down, you saw it.
Auntie Paul.
Beautiful day, without Danby Dale, a bit like Glastonbury, without the horses. Similar crowd. Get involved, we're having fun. Thank you, Graham. I was already here, but just before we start, I'd just like to point out that the results of the lemon curd are in. Robbed again. So, you know, I'll keep up the cooking. You know, someday, maybe, I'll be up there with Mrs. Cornforth. Speaking of Mrs. Cornforth, there might be a little surprise appearance from her. If she is near the our grandstand, if she is near, make yourself known to some people at the back. There is a special surprise for Mrs. Cornforth. I think we're going to sing now a little song. You might know it. It's called Wherever You Will Go. And it goes a little something like this.
Then between the sand and snow, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'd go wherever you will go. Way up high or down low, I'd go wherever you will go. Maybe we'll find out to make it back someday, to watch you, to guide you through the darkest of your days.
To my left, you're right. Indeed, we almost had a breakout of clapping down there. Please feel free. You're very subdued, actually. I've never seen a Danby Show crowd like it. Maybe it's the mud. Get involved. Here's a little song. It was going to be, well, obviously, Fields of Mud. But the weather's cleared up. We're going to dedicate this to Danby. You find people. But more importantly, Dave Mould.
You remember me when the west wind moved on the field by. We'll forget the sun in its jealous sky when we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields. In his arms she fell as a hair came down upon the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love upon the fields of barley? We'll forget the sun in his jealous sky when we lie in fields of gold.
I was going to play the song with the guitar. Someone has stolen the capo off the guitar, which changes the key. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a thief amongst us. Pickpockets are operating in the area. There's a capo missing. If you've got it, can you please come forward? I think the word is bugger. Plan B. We'll do one without the guitar. I'll pretend. Here's a little song, it's called Oblivion.
Shit on his face, and in my mind. crazy. Now buy me a bug. We know it must be wrong. It truly can't be right. We're gonna go out, we're gonna get lost tonight. Here I go again. She's out of space, out of my mind. Between us now with the chemistry, suicide. He's a white boy, picking up cop, looking for life, but he never gets far. Screws out, pick up a girl, never got home, gonna see the world. He's a white boy, picking up cop, looking for life, but he never gets far. Screws out, pick up a girl, never got home, gonna see the world. By a window, I've done it again. Though I know it must be wrong, cause it truly can't be right. We're gonna go out and win a coconut tonight. Why, here I go again.
She's out of space and in my mind. Nothing between us now but the chemistry. Suicide.
Well, here I go again.
Thank you very much to whoever done it, the coconut. That will be going on the mantelpiece. What's your name, sir? He can't make his mind up. Three people shouted: Dave, Steve, and Trevor. Fred. Thank you, Fred, for the coconut. Much appreciated. I'll be. Is there a shy? Did you win that on the shy? Is there a hooker duck? That's a letdown. Disappointed. Should we go? Okay. What's next? The culprit has been found. He's been undrawn and quartered, top of Danby Dale. Sorry for those who, you know, worried about Dave Mould. How do you know who he is? Oh, God. You know him. You know him, Fred. Good. We're going to do a little song. Feeling alive. To get your fag lights out at this point. Don't do that because there's a lot of hair and that's health and safety. Shame. I mean, yeah, why not? No, she's doing it. Okay. Spider-Man over there, look, Spider-Man. Spider-Man's on smash. Look, Spider-Man. Everyone, look at Spider-Man. That is just the Spider-Man. He has shrunk in his old age, but, you know, most of us all, even Spider-Man.
Tonight I feel like I die. She looked right into me. Look me in the eye and see it's wrong. guess my leg. When I heard the old head just says that she feels it, she breathes it, starting to win. She knows she wants it, it's pulling her in.
Shall we wait until next year? I don't know if we can. Ladies and gentlemen, where's the cup? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce, years and years of trying and not and failing in trying to win the lemon curd contest, the Blue Ribbon event. Thank you, good music. The Blue Ribbon event of the show, as everyone, that's why you're all here. We came to see you won the lemon curd. And for service, I've donated a cup. It was 50 quid, so that's out of my pocket. It's for the Lifetime Achievers Award. I can see you coming through the crowd here. I can see you. She's coming. Lifetime Achievers Award for services to lemon curd. Where's the cup? Come on, read it. Lifetime Achievement Award for the pursuit of excellence in the field of lemon flavoured preserves. I didn't know you curd.
God!
I know. Now then. Who won it? Who won? Not only has Mrs. Cornforth trounced me again in the lemon curd, she's got first prize. But I know, worth a round of applause in itself. I'm going to present this to be held for 1 year. I'm 1 year only. I'll be coming back for it. Mrs. Cornforth, I'm going to pop down. Oh, God. It's loud, isn't it? I'm going to put Mrs. Cornforth on my back, and we're going to get on this stage and we're going to sing a song which Mrs. Cornforth has prepared. Alright, we're not. I'm going to stay down here because it's a bit far. And Mrs. Cornforth, she gave me a recipe. Some answer. I've got the same recipe, yet I didn't get a prize. Does it seem possible? Mrs. Cornforth, the Alistair Griffin Lifetime Achievement Award for the pursuit of excellence in the field of lemon curd flavoured preserves had to be held for 1 year. It's a delight to hand it over. There you go, round of applause for Mrs. Cornforth. We're just going to have a little photo of Paul here, very important. Mrs. Cornforth would like to say something.
school when at dinner time.
She used to look after me at school at dinner time. It's the first time I've heard, but we're going to take a little photo. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Cornford. Personally, I enjoy that more than the singing. I'm being waved at this. The gymkhana is about to get back underway. The grand tub has come out. And Domino. Is Mrs. Hartley here? Is Mrs. Hartley here? There is a legal battle going on between myself and Mrs. Hartley, who taught me the recorder when I was six. Is she here? What's that? Oh, getting birthday requests now.
God.
Sing happy birthday. I'm not singing it. You are. This is for you, actually. To Jilly Perry. Happy birthday, Jilly Perry. 16 today. 1, 2, 3. Any key. Is that her? Is that you? She's currently being used as a horse, being giving someone a piggyback. And this is Jilly Perry, 16. Lovely to meet you. Would you like a coconut? I think we've got it. Okay, alright. Sorry, mate, easy. What's. Oh, God, what are we doing? One more song? Can we just go? You want us to go? Fine. Here's a little song. Oh God, it's been tremendous, it's been fantastic, it's been wonderful. Here's a little, by way of a thank you, we came here today by hook or by crook, we came through the mud, but I'd like to say thank you to everyone from Danby Castle and Whitby, the Esk Valley, for supporting me. So I wouldn't be here without you, so. And thanks to Armstrong Richardson's and Sean. Where is he? I can't really see. Thanks to everyone. We're going to leave you with this. It's a little song, sing along, wave your hands, do stuff. Coconuts, don't throw them. It's dangerous. It's called Bring It On. A bit louder, I think.
It's just as what you think. You even start drinking and watching TV all day long. But don't ever stop believing.
thought I'd seen a pound. And I was then I was one of them party poppers. I saw that joke from Peter Kay. God, he's funny. Oh God. The woman's kissing me. Ooh. Another. That's a pound. Oh, steady with your coconut. You got another one? Brilliant. Right, we're going to do one more song. Mrs. Cornford has requested a song. It's a funny, don't ask me. Wagger, do you know On the Ugly Mobile Tat?
Yeah, I do, mate, yeah.
Give it a go. Go for it. Oh, God.
Do you know it?
Not at all. Do you know Autumn Days?
No.
Anyone know Autumn Days? Yeah. Autumn days when the grass is... Oh, God. Keep it going. Good. Just talking to this man over here. Hang on. That's a first. That's one of Robin Gibbs' favourites. So, that's... Where has it been? On Ilkley Mobile Tat. I haven't, I don't know where it is. Alright, here's a little song. We've finished this. And bid you farewell. Because the Gymkhana's getting closer. Oh, I'm Domino. Final song. It's called I'll Be There For You. And there's a bit in it we have to clap. Like that. Not like that, because I'm holding the microphone. That's. Yeah. You know it. You know it. You don't, but. Hey. Right, here we go. Oh, that was going to sound. We're totally winging it now, I don't have a clue. Just, we haven't even got I'll Be There For You in the bloody tracks. So guess. Go on, hit it. Ooh, false start. No, I mean they've had a false start with the top. Oh, that's embarrassing. It's a little... I know you were there. Oh, these people are getting bored. 150 years, Whitby Gazette, Spider-Man. Good. Right. Well, man, are we ready? It's a bit tricky, isn't it? It's a bit, yeah. There's a scratch on the CD. Hey, here we go. We'll be right back.
Good night. We'll be by Champ selling a beer and signing stuff. So, good night, all.